Yards, episode number 13 of the Dying Scene Radio Show. I'm Bob Noxious, sitting right across from my humble co-host, Bobby Pickles. How's it going, buddy?
How you doing, man? 1,200 miles away, right across from you.
Well, you are, man. It's live via the internet. You know, I've got the internet camera and a microphone just like you do, and it's just like we're in the same room, dude. I know you in real life, so this is no different than if you were, you know, right across the table from me.
We do get to keep tabs on each other numerous times throughout the week, and it's weird, even though we live 1,300 miles away, we talk to each other on a daily basis, don't we?
We do.
Bob, we just got done with their quarterly review. We got off the line with the head honcho over there at dyingscene.com. He went over our productivity, and definitely got a tongue lashing, and
it was very corporate. I felt like I needed to have my tie on, but I didn't. I'm here in Florida in my flippy floppies.
Let's not talk too much about the weather, okay? We wouldn't want anybody to be bored, right?
Roger that.
We had a great week in news this week, Bob. I got to tell you, man, we had a lot of news. I would say the most interesting thing I found, you know, I guess it's self-serving, but Millen Collin has released their new True Brew album, and they're streaming it in its entirety. So that's pretty rad, man. It's on absolutepunk.net.
Ironically, Bobby, I actually got the brand new Millen Collin record right here in my little hands right here.
You do?
I do. And
listen, don't get too overexcited with your grubby little hands. I wanted to say one more thing before we play that for all the nice people out there. In related news, that Millen Collin released a third and final making of video, The True Brew Story Part 3, the artwork. And I just thought it was very interesting. They have a three-part documentary series about the making of this album. And it's pretty cool, man, to see all the things that Millen Collin does behind the scenes. I believe the art is done by the lead singer. I'm not sure. Did you see it, Bob? Did you see the video?
I have not. No, I didn't see that one.
I assume he's the lead singer, but I'm not 100% sure. Even though I loved Millen Collin for many years, I guess I don't have them by facial recognition or whatever.
Way to be informed, Bobby. The listeners really appreciate that vital information.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for pointing that out. That's a flaw in my character. It's unprofessional on my part. I'll work on it. Now, you guys, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go check out dyingscene.com.
The Swedish punk rock veterans Millen Collin will be releasing their new album, True Brew, this week in Sweden. And it comes out next week here in the States there on Epitaph Records. In the meantime, check it out right here on dyingscene.com. And this is the first track right here from the new record. It's called Egocentric Man. We can all relate, right? It's Dying Scene Radio.
I love Scrooge, but I I'm Colin from Cock Sparrow. I'm with Daryl.
Oi, oi, this is Cock Sparrow. Listen to Dying Scene, you cunts.
Well, behave yourselves. Have fun. Cheers now.
That right there was the Denver punk rock band called The Sound Collapse. I like that band, Bobby. They were pretty kick-ass. That new song is titled Splitting Hairs, and it's from their upcoming new EP, Stagger Crawl. You can stream it right here from DyingScene.com. And it's coming out on my birthday, May 5th. Just a reminder there, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. The Royal Five. We both share birthdays on the 5th day of our month, respectively. And, Bob, you know, I read something somewhere that those born on the 5th are very inquisitive and are good journalists. So it must be in the stars that we're doing this for DyingScene.com.
I'm wondering what kind of tabloids that you're reading in the supermarket aisle that you get your information from. There's a lot of good records coming out on May 5th. I'll tell you that right there, though, buddy. Traditionally, records come out on Tuesdays, and there's a lot of great ones coming out on May 5th. It seems like the last month, everybody's got records coming out on Cinco de Mayo.
Actually, in a related topic to what you're talking about, No Idea Records has announced a bunch of new releases, such as Hot Water Music, Small Brown Bike, both reissues, also new Ship Thieves, and more. I guess what they did, they posted a press release kind of thing on their website. Var, who's the head honcho over there, CEO in charge, He wrote a little blurb about No Idea Records and what they're going through over there and how they're repressing all these records and how the demand is up so much on records these days that press houses are few and far between, Bob. Pretty interesting.
There's only a couple of them, man, and they're so backed up and they can pretty much, you know, it's like having a money press, having a vinyl press, because everybody wants to have their vinyl pressed, and it's just like printing your own money, dude. They're so backed up right now in a format that most people can't even play. That's how you got to make your dollars if you're a touring band. You got to have something that's different, that's unique, that makes you want to buy it. Because with so many bands coming out, so many new artists that are about, everybody's fighting for that bottom dollar. You got to have something cool. Kiss had it right years and years and years and decades ago when they had their dolls and their lunch boxes and anything that you could put their brand on. It's all about having a brand, Bobby. Speaking of having a brand, man, you know, the Dying Scene website, have you taken a look at it recently? It's undergoing some changes, man. If links are broken, yeah, let us know. Don't be a dick about it, but keep checking back, man. It's the new DyingScene.com website, man.
That's right. We're going through a little bit of reconstruction over there, and like we said, we just came off of our quarterly chat with the boss man, and he explained how we're going from white text with black background to the inverse of that, black text with white background. Apparently, a lot of people didn't like the black background stuff. Now it should be a lot more readable.
Talking about big changes, this next band right here, they're called Clipwing. They got a song that they've just released. It's called Watch Me for the Changes. The band itself is great, man. They're coming out of the Great White North up there in Canada. They got a couple releases out, and this new one is a 12-inch that features a screen-printed B-side. Looks pretty badass, man. It's a digital download, comes with 6 bonus tracks, demos, and some extra stuff. So Clipwing enlisted the help of Chris Hanna of Propagandhi for the production duties, and the four of them bunkered down to track the EP last year, and it's all in this nice, tidy little package right here, man. Clipwing, Watch Me for the Changes, right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Nothing familiar about how I got back home between these sheets, but I know it must have been defeat, 'cause I'm all alone, and I'm scared to check my telephone. I'm starting over, now bringing it back again. Come and cry a time after time, I'll never do this again. Just fades away, drifting lines among the tattered minds and sense. And I know I'm running from something I can't quite put my finger on. It's just one more I didn't see at the end of the bottle. Yeah, so hold on tight,
this moment's never coming back.
Guys, let it go.
The Russian Girlfriends here on
Dying Scene Radio!
Yeah! I can't get my head on straight. I can't get my head on straight. You would think by now I would have my shit together. I can't get my head on straight. No, I can't get my head on straight. You would think by now I would have. Better than this.
stuff from the LA punk rock band called The Briggs. That's three brand new songs that are coming from their upcoming self-titled EP, which is now available for streaming. You can give a listen to the songs Broken Bones, Gridlock, and that track that we just heard right there, Seriously, How Old Are You, right here on Dying Scene Radio. Bobby, I'm all about immaturity, man. I'm an old dude, and I don't give two shits. I live the life of a 17-year-old boy, and I stay young because of it. The Briggs right there.
I just turned 35 years old, and I literally feel like exactly, just like you said, 17 all my life, bro. Until I'm 80 years old, I'll feel that way. But you know who's also old, man? This band that I'm about to talk about, Weezer. These guys are old.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sure they have plenty of merch for people to buy. And they recently, actually this week, streamed on DyingScene.com a previously unreleased song called Everybody Needs Salvation. Now, the song was originally the title track from a 7-inch single made just for club members, and it was reportedly recorded during the sessions of their last album, Everything Will Be Alright in the End. Like I said, you can listen to the song on DyingScene.com. Bob, what do you think about that, man? They made a 7-inch single strictly for club members. What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you're a band like Weezer and you have lots of dollars behind you and big record label executives, you have to demo a lot of your tracks before they get released. So this is something that was probably pretty good. They probably decided not to finish it up for the record, and they kept it in their back pocket, i.e., you always need something different for releases like, you know, Record Store Day. Or 7-inch singles seems to be the topic of the day. It's very in vogue, you know, if you have an extra song. So sure, it came from the same recording sessions as their last record. It's good stuff. I will say this, Bobby, I did listen to the track, and I am a Weezer fan. I love Weezer. I think they're a great band. I decided against playing the new track on here because I figure they'll get enough airplay on their own on mainstream radio. But I did get the thumbs up approval from my 12-year-old daughter, who was listening to me preview music this week. And she liked that song. She picked it out and she said, "Dad, who is that?" And I said, "That, my dear, is Weezer." And she thought that was most awesome.
Now, Bob, I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent here, but are you admitting to the Dying Scene Radio listenership that you pick every week's playlist based on what your daughter thinks is cool and awesome?
No, because I decided against playing it, and she liked it. So there you go.
All right, well, you know what? Next week, ask her how she likes Newfound Glory. You know, she probably likes them too, and your judicial mallet would be banged upon the desk. Newfound Glory's back in the studio, man. It's only been 6 months since their latest record came out, but the band just entered the studio where they're working on new material with Paul Minor. It's not known if the new material will result in the next Newfound Glory album or a different release, but we'll keep you posted at DyingScene.com. It's pretty interesting. You like Newfound Glory, Bob? You a fan of their work?
Well, you know, do you really want to put me out there like that? I will say this, man. I did enjoy the last video that they did 6 months ago. They had the white guitars and the white backdrop and all the blood and everything. I'll be honest, dude, it's not my cup of tea, man, but, you know, I'll give respect where respect is due, and if that's what the people want to listen to, we'll certainly play it.
Bob, what do you think about getting guest hosts in here like our head honcho was, you know, suggesting?
I think that I'm all for it, man. I think if we can get some cool people in here and, you know, sure, the interviews that we do are cool. Let's spice it up. What if we get the people to help us interview the show? Most people probably get tired of hearing you and I talk, Bobby. What do you think?
I think so, man. There's only so much. I mean, we're like onions, and once you peel a few layers, you realize that you are pretty much a depraved human being with macabre sensibilities. You're on the obnoxious side of things. You're a habitual line crosser. You're a type A personality, Bob. A for asshole. That's why you like being in three-piece bands, because, hey, who wants to be in four- and five-piece bands with everybody's an asshole, let's face it. And that's you, Bob. Cinco de Mayo is your birthday, Bob. A Taurus. How much else do you want to talk about? What else do you want to get to know here?
Well, we did do a great interview this week. We'll be playing that in this next upcoming set.
It was a band spotlight this week, actually, right?
This is Casey Kasem with this week's Band of the Week. The Regressives out of Brooklyn, New York, man. Had a chance to speak with Joe Piglet. And very cool dude, man. Got to offend him and his neighborhood people.
It's actually Staten Island, New York, right? I mean, that's where he lives.
Yeah, I guess that's where he lives. I think the band is calling Brooklyn home. How far away is that?
It's New York City. There's five boroughs, and Staten Island is technically New York City. They should just say New York City.
I understand how that works, but how far away is Brooklyn from Staten Island? How many subway exits is that? You got to catch the blue line? What's the story?
That's the thing with Staten Island. It's an island. So you have to take a ferry across it, or you drive across it on the Verrazano Bridge, or the Guinea Gangplank, as it's called. But yeah, we had a great silly conversation with Joe Piglet of the Regressives, and it just so happened that I used to live in the same neighborhood that he currently resides in, and I offend him to his face and call his neighborhood shit. It's pretty actually, I can't believe the gall. I can't believe, you know.
You have balls, Bobby Pickles. You have cojones the size of Staten Island. So rest easy, my friends. As in rest easy, this track right here from the Oklahoma City punk rock band called Red City Radio. They got a brand new record that just came out this past week on April 21st on Staple Records. Their self-titled album, you can give it a listen right there. It's streaming in its entirety on Dying Scene Radio. This is Red City Radio with Rest Easy on Dying Scene Radio.
Baby, Hey guys.
Hey man, what's going on, brother? It's Joe. Joe Piglet.
Yes, that's me.
How do you get a name like Joe Piglet?
You grew up in a small town and can't figure out a better punk name than Piglet for your first band, and then it just sticks for the next 20-some years.
Bob, can I just say something here? With a name like Piglet, he should be in your band, right? Why are you Bob Noxious, Bob? Shouldn't you be Bob Piglet or something like that, man, with a band like Pigpen?
Joe, what he's referring to, I have a band here in Florida called Pigpen. I get referred to the Peanuts character, you know, just as much as you probably do the Pooh character. Joe Piglet.
I thought it was a police reference. I was a big dick in high school, so like a little cop.
You were like a little cop? Were you like a hall monitor and you were busting people who were smoking cigarettes behind the building and in the bathrooms?
No, more on the level of sort of like the extreme young leftist moral judgment of everything that I come in contact with.
Yeah, you guys are quite political, right?
Lots of politics.
Lots of politics. That's good. I like that. Not everybody does that. Everybody just tries to appeal to the masses. They don't try to tell people what they think or whatever and get out there on a serious note like that.
We're trying to appeal to the masses by getting them to rise up, but with fun, not just with anger.
Rise up. I caught on to you guys through the dyingscene.com website. And I know you guys have a new record that's coming out next month on May 5th. Tell us a little bit about the band and the record that you got coming out.
The Regressives are a relatively new band that came out of the ashes of Stockyard Stoics. Myself and Brendan and Aaron are three folks that grew up in Oregon together and played in the Stoics for 6 years and then had lots of drummer problems and the whole band fell apart. But we kept playing together. And because we're a little self-conscious about bands doing reunions, we just changed the name of the band. But it's essentially the Stockyard Stoics.
That being said, you know, I mean, he's just a drummer. I mean, come on. You can fill up any old guy in that seat right there and still call yourselves whatever you want.
The thing with drummers in New York City is that they're like the most valuable member of the band. Because you can practice your guitar, you can practice your bass in an apartment, but you can't practice drums. And so there's no drummers in New York. They're like solid gold, precious metal.
Most of the drummers who are down here in Florida are in like 3 and 4 bands because it's kind of the same thing. So they're very busy. They stay very busy. You have their pick of the litter, if you will.
It's also punk rock. So, like, the bassist can suck. Guitarist can suck. But a drummer has to actually be pretty good.
You're only as strong as your weakest member. And if your drummer's your weakest member, you pretty much suck. I got to give you that, Joe. So Stockyard Stoics, why did you guys decide to change the name? I mean, was it just to go in a different direction?
Oh, no. We have no new directions. All the same direction. We just had been broken up for a while and didn't want to be a band having reunions. So instead, we're a brand new band that nobody's ever heard of, which nobody had really heard of the other band either, but now we're really unheard of.
The Stockyard Stoics, you guys have been around a little while, though, under that name, right? Since like the early 2000s?
Yeah, we'd been around for a while under that. We've done a lot of touring.
Which borough are you in right now, man? I hear some yelling or something going on right there. You just looked over to your side. Where are you at, Brooklyn?
I am in Staten Island.
You're in Staten Island? I used to live in Staten Island.
No shit.
Whereabouts in Staten Island? When I tell you where I used to live, you're going to be like, holy shit, how are you living there? Unless you live there too. But you know where Jersey Street is?
I'm a block from it right now.
Holy shit. I lived on York Avenue. 80 York.
I'm probably a block from that address right now.
Dude, oh my God. You're in the worst piece of shit neighborhood ever, right? Absolutely.
I've been here 5 years. I've gotten used to it.
I moved out of there about a year ago, man. And I stayed there for a year and a half.
Well, you guys were former neighbors. Holy shit.
Yep.
And you didn't even know it, man.
You're right up the block from those two crappy bodegas, right?
Yes. You know the hill that goes like a 90 degree angle straight up?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's where we lived. Which is very interesting that York Avenue, down at that bodega, the house that's above it, was in Working Girl, the 80s classic.
And really?
Yeah. If you watch Working Girl, there's a scene where Baldwin is banging some chick and his girlfriend comes in. I think it was Melanie Griffith or something like that. She sees him and she runs out and he runs after and it's that house right there. And I was like watching it while I was living on Staten Island and my girlfriend pointed out. We just paused it. We're like, holy shit, that's the bodega down at the end of the street.
Watch it now.
Fascinating story, Bobby Pickles. Okay, Joe, let me tell you this. When Bobby and I first started doing this podcast a couple of months ago, I've been taking him to school on many different styles of bands. And I gave him a homework assignment to seek out a band of the crack rock style. And he had no idea that there was a style of music, you know, crack rock steady and whatnot. So I told him to seek one out. Now, I know that you have some previous bandmates that you played with that have gone on and played with bands like Morning Glory and Leftover Crack. Can you explain to him just the lifestyle, the philosophy, what it is, to be crack rock steady?
I don't know if I can. I live in a big house in Staten Island. Like, I'm pretty far from that now.
I'm aware that only a couple blocks from there that there are decent houses and stuff like that. I just happen to be in, York Avenue, which is totally... You were probably on the other side of Jersey Street, right?
No, I'm at York and Van Buren, right next to where you're talking about.
Oh my God, I take it all back. What made you move to Staten Island?
I wanted to buy a house, and this is the only place we could afford to in New York.
That whole area has a lot of potential. It really does. If you walk down Jersey Street, you can picture it, man. All the people that are currently there gone. It could be a nice neighborhood, that area, though.
We get along.
Sounds like my neighborhood. Bobby, you've never been to my neighborhood, but I'm in a, the air quotes, a historic district. But I'm surrounded by the ghetto, but my block is pretty nice, man, because all the gay people live on it. And all the gay people like to have nice lawns and stuff, and they kind of like they're the Joneses who want to outdo each other. So my landlord's gay, by the way, so I have a nice lawn as well. And nothing against that. There's nothing against having a nice lawn. You understand what I'm saying, right?
This interview is going to go south, man. We are going to offend Joe in so many different ways right now, and that's going
to
be it.
I don't think Joe can get offended.
I turned the volume down to make sure he didn't offend the neighbors.
So, hey, man, this new record that you got coming out, is anybody stacking their money up behind it, or are you guys releasing this yourself?
Purely us. We, at this point, are so far withdrawn from the scene that I think we really need to sort of lift ourselves back up by our proverbial bootstraps and play a lot of shows and somehow figure out how the whole internet works to promote the thing.
With the new record that you have coming out, did you have any guest musicians or any friends of yours jump in and help you out?
Yeah, we wrangled whatever friends we could, which is included our friend John from the Filaments, who are a band over in England. Me and Brendan played in a band called the Two for Runners with him for a hot second before he moved back to England, and we borrowed him for a bit. We borrowed our friend Zero, who played the Agitator, and our friend Jason from Miscegenator. All Brooklyn bands. Nobody national.
Cool deal. And are you guys a four-piece now or a four-piece that used to be a five-piece?
There are four of us. We traded one of the pieces recently. We lost our guitarist. Okay. We got a new one. Our friend Adam.
Is he on the record?
No. He showed up and did some vocals, but no guitar.
Right on.
It's just rhythm guitar. It's pretty much all just palm muting, isn't it?
Yep, and power chords.
Is Brendan Moore the lead guitar player?
Brendan does the fiddly bits.
Fiddly bits. Now, who is or was B?
B? Yeah. Oh, that's Brendan.
Okay.
I don't know why he's lost the rest of his name, but I grew up with him, and he's still Brendan to me.
Who's Lieutenant Piggott?
Lieutenant Piggott. If you go back in your news files from New York City, we had this one triumph. Police brutality, of course, has been a issue haunting the city for years and years, and there was one moment of clarity from the NYPD. Happened in Bed-Stuy, I think 6 years ago. There was an emotionally disturbed man that was up on this ledge. He climbed up on top of a bodega, and he was naked and shouting abuse at people on the street, and they called the cops, and emergency services unit showed up, and they had gotten these new tasers that they were kind of excited to use. So they tased the guy because he was like waving a fluorescent light bulb at them, and he fell off the ledge and died. He like broke his neck, and Lieutenant Piggott was the commanding officer at the scene. And 3 days later, he shot and killed himself. So this song is a testament to the, I feel like these police shootings happen like every other week, and the cops always get away with it, and they always claim innocence or ignorance or whatever else they have, or that the guy was resisting. Lieutenant Piggott, finally an officer that had the common decency to stand up and take some accountability for his actions and fucking blow his lousy head off. It's beautiful.
It's very deep.
Is that on the record?
Yes.
So, Joe, what song would you like for us to play on the show?
Lieutenant Piggott's a good one. It's got lots of fiddly guitar, deep emotional content.
How did you choose the name Regressives? You know, there's a couple different things out there, like the regressive tax and just wanting to revert to a previous state. What was it about that word that made you want to choose it for your band name?
Because we've all been playing the same crappy, like, three-chord punk for the past 20 years, and it feels pretty regressive at this point, but in a good, pleasurable way.
Absolutely. So what are the plans once the record is out? Are you guys going to do any kind of touring? Are you just going to keep it local and within the boroughs for a while or playing it by ear? What are you doing?
We're all sort of adults at this point, so we actually have jobs that are hard to leave, but I think we're going to manage to do some tours here and there. Our old bands have a lot of time in Europe, so maybe back there and maybe down south sometime in the next year. I like touring.
If you're coming down south, come on into Florida. I can definitely hook you guys up a show here in Central Florida. Great scene down here.
Where are you at?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa. All right.
Yeah, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I'd love to come down there.
What kind of local shows are you guys going to be playing? Do you plan on playing in the boroughs, though?
Right now, we play whatever we get offered. Everything. A lot of ugly bar shows, but we're hoping that with a record out, we can start hopefully picking and choosing a little better than that.
I'd be really interested to hear how you guys sound live because, you know, I think that the record is produced very well. It's all very clean and loud and it's awesome. And I'd like to hear how that translates live.
We sound amazing live.
Well, of course you're going to say that.
Totally true.
Three chords.
More or less.
Why did you leave Oregon?
I left Oregon because it was... as beautiful as it was as equally boring and culturally stifled. Like, there's a lot of boring white people in Oregon. And I know that since then, it's become more fashionable to live in, but it was a pretty boring place to grow up.
Yeah, it seems like it. I've been to Portland, and I've been to Cannon Beach and Washington, Vancouver, all up there. It's nice, though. It's liberal, which is more towards your sensibility as far as politics, right?
Nah, fuck those people. It's easy to be liberal when you've, like, moved away from all the problems.
No truer words have been spoken.
There's a lot of problems in New York City, though, too.
It's a little bit more of a challenge to be a progressive when you're actually trying to deal with the problems that society presents. In Oregon, it's weird because people are, they're anti-racist and they're anti-sexist and they want there to be peace, but they've all moved to this kind of wonderland off in the woods where they're not actually dealing with people from different cultures and they're not dealing with a lot of those issues.
They're living under the redwoods by themselves.
And the redwoods don't argue very much.
No, they don't. They don't. They've been listening for a long time. So what about any shows that you have coming up? You got anything cool coming up that you want to tell the world about?
We're playing Long Island on May 29th and Philly May 30th, opening for Mischief Brew at their record release.
Where are you playing on Long Island?
I don't know yet. I don't have the show info. We're playing with our friends from Radio Days. We're a much younger band who we've been playing with in the city some.
Bobby, get your ass out to a show and go see the Regressives.
No, man, these guys got to get some big shows lined up, man. It's crazy. You're sitting over there on Staten Island, man. You have all the potential. It's like, what's that movie, Swingers? You can pick up girls. You're like a lion. You have fangs and shit. And you're just trying to get the bunny. Dude, that's you guys, man. You have fangs and you're just trying to get the bunny. You guys need to get out there and play some shows, man. You're awesome. You sound great. And I think you could definitely blow up despite your age and the fact that you guys have day jobs.
We can always lose.
Go chase the bunny, Joe.
Yeah, so go kill the bunny, man.
Thank you for the support.
I totally missed that reference, by the way, Bobby. But now I want to go and watch the movie, so I'll go check it out next weekend or something.
Oh, add it to my list right after Working Girl.
Yes. Joe, if you don't watch Working Girl tonight on Netflix, you know, then come on.
I got to get up in 8 hours. It's the horror of responsibility.
Show! So took away your gun. Set light and wait till the paperwork is done. Your eyes were all dotted and the teams all crossed. Me for the edge, an innocent life I've been lost.
Was payable by one and only one reasonable cost.
He said, Michael Pagan, waste and no show. We salute you. In my mind, I also need my soul. Dark coffin, you pick a breath or two. All the victims of the basement, look, we remember you.
That right there was this week's long-distance dedication. The Regressives, Lieutenant Piglet. It was great talking with Joe.
No, Lieutenant Piglet. You were looking for the Piglet. You got the Piglet and the Piglet mixed up.
As you heard there in the interview, man, that was a true story. I actually went ahead and looked it up on the old Wikipedia. That's a sad, sad story, man. You know, a lot of people were affected by that, including, you know, Lieutenant Piglet's family. Yeah, whatever. So, anyway.
Hey, man, think about that. If you're standing up on, like, a building or something like that, and then somebody tased you, and you lost all sense of your fucking muscle capability, and you fell, I mean, why would a cop do that, you know? Why not just talk people down? Whatever happened to that, you know? People are stupid.
Well, see,
they're retarded.
He didn't actually tase the person. He gave the command to tase him, and another officer tased him, and then the end result was a mentally handicapped person perished. Is that the nice way to put it? Anyway, learn your history. I think it happened in like 2009 or something like that.
Yeah. So, hey, how about some news, Bob?
Bring us up to date with some news that we can use, Bobby. Some punk rock stuff. Something that's going to get me excited. Stoked!
All right. Well, you know, summer's coming up, man. So we got a bunch of different North American summer tour announcements. Social Distortion has announced a North American tour, performing their self-titled album in full, celebrating the 25th anniversary of their self-titled album. So they're bringing the party across the U.S. Check out the dates on DyingScene.com, man. Buffalo, New York. Wait, Boston, Massachusetts. Asbury Park, New Jersey. They're not hitting New York, though.
Are they coming down south?
California, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana. No, man. Maryland, Tennessee, Utah. No. Oregon. They're not hitting Florida,
good.
Man. Sorry.
Good. I speak for everybody in Florida. Stay out.
Hey, Bob, in related news, because they're also not going to Florida, and they're not coming to New York either, is Danzig. They've announced a tour with Pennywise and the Cancer Bats. So lock up your daughters, or realistically your mothers at this point. Danzig is hitting the road, so that's pretty cool, man. Glenn Danzig, it's mostly out in the West, Texas, Arizona, Missouri, up into Canada, Edmonton, Vancouver, Washington, Nevada, California. God damn it. They're not going to be on the East Coast.
I wonder if Doyle is going to be playing with Danzig. The only reason why I ask that is because Doyle's lead singer is in the Cancer Bats. So wouldn't it be cool if you got Doyle and Danzig back on the stage doing the Misfits classics of yesterday?
Boom! That's probably going to happen, Bob. You're onto it, man. Just like you knew that we'd have Mellon Collins songs in our grubby little hands this week, you always know when we're going to be getting this stuff. You have a way of knowing the way the wind is going to go, man.
It's because I read DyingScene.com, Bobby.
Hey, Bob, you know, you're not getting those two shows that we just announced, but I'll tell you what kind of show you are getting in your neck of the woods, like literally right down the street from you. You're getting the Fest 14, which is like the biggest punk fest on the planet. And their first, actually, the entire band list has been announced. Isn't that right, Bob?
I have not seen the entire 267 bands, but only because I have not looked.
Okay, well,
I know Lagwagon is on there.
What I was referring to on DyingScene.com was that the first wave of bands were announced, 262.
That's not a first wave, buddy. That's the entire list. The entire list has been announced.
Okay.
267
bands. 267
bands.
Okay, cool.
And those 267 bands will be converging on Tampa, Florida first for the Pre-Fest, which is, lucky for me, 8 minutes from my house. One exit away, Bobby.
Will you be walking to the event, beer in hand?
Of course not. as we've already determined, I live in the middle of the ghetto.
That was so funny on the interview, by the way, Bob. I can't believe you said some of those things. It was
what I say.
You live in the ghetto, but you live amongst all the gay people. So they keep all of their shrubbery and lawn well manicured. So you have a well manicured lawn, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a nice lawn. Unwritten Law has announced the Love is the Law tour. They'll also be releasing an acoustic album coming this fall. So big news for the Unwritten Law fans. The band has just announced details on their upcoming tour, which spans basically the West Coast again. All of these are West Coast announcements, man. California, Colorado, Nevada, Illinois, Ontario, Canada, man. Arizona. No Florida.
Stay away from Florida until Fest 14.
Florida has enough, I guess. The last thing I just want to mention, it's going to be a little ways off, though. It just got announced, but it's in a year. Flogging Molly has announced that in 2016, they're going to be putting on the Salty Dog Cruise featuring Rancid, Frank Turner, Fishbone, and more.
I'm on a boat,
so, what are you saying there, Bob?
It's a boat, man. You know, that's the latest festival atmosphere these days, is to go take it on a ship, man. They got 70,000 tons of metal, heavy metal cruise that they do. They've got the Ramones cruise. Now you say that, who'd you say it was? Dropkick Murphys?
Rancid, Frank Turner, Flogging Molly, Fishbone.
Oh, yeah, Flogging Molly. Right. So, you know, yeah, that's awesome, man, because what you do is... What's better than going out on the high seas and partying with your favorite musician? Go out there and just get trashed on tequila and rumplemints and cherry bombs.
You got to smuggle in your liquor somehow, man, in shampoo bottles. Let me ask you a question, Bob. Do you think that these bands are staying on the cruise the whole time? Are they stowing away as well with the guests? Or do they come fly in on helicopters, do their sets, and then just... go back to L.A. or wherever.
No, man. These people are out there hanging and banging with everybody, man. You're assholes to elbows with everybody. There's no helicopters when you're in the Bermuda Triangle. Come on.
Then I suggest we do one of these things, man, and we cover it. We cover it to the fucking grit, man. We cover it to the ends of the earth, dude, because we got to do it like gonzo journalism, man. Go on one of these things. Rub elbows to elbow with these idiots. Get the scoop, man. Get the story, man. Bob, what's next on the playlist?
Well, I got a band right here called The Nailheads. It's a Canadian punk rock band, and they premiered a new music video for their song called Guinea Pig. You can watch it right here in Dying Scene, and it's taken from their latest album called Finish 'Em Off With a Bat. They released it recently, and it's on Stumble Records. This is The Nailheads doing Guinea Pig on Dying Scene Radio.
They're doing Guinea Pig? Who's in the band, Bob? Richard Gere?
You're thinking of gerbils.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a difference.
If you have a well-manicured lawn and a nice guinea pig, you got some weirdness going on at your house.
Oh, God.
Check it out right here. This is Guinea Pig on Dying Scene Radio.
Guinea pig, a guinea pig for you.
Cuba to the Regressives. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. Thank you.
Agnostic Front, who are streaming their new video right here on DyingScene.com. The brand new record, The American Dream Died. It's been out since April 7th on Nuclear Blast, and they got a bunch of videos, Bobby. They're in like full-on video mode, man. For like every week for the last couple weeks, Agnostic Front has been posting new videos. Here's another video that we did for this song, and here's another one that we did for that song.
Have they really? Because I haven't even noticed that.
They have. They have been doing that. And in that particular song right there, man, it's basically Agnostic Front giving you some punk rock lessons in life. If you didn't have a daddy to teach you that shit, go ahead and listen to that. He speaks the truth, man. Roger Murray!
They came out with a new music video, and it's on DyingScene.com. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Cool. There's been a lot of new music videos this week, Bob. Let me run down a couple, all right, for all the
Please
listeners.
Please do. Tell me all about it, because I want a new music fix.
If anybody wants to check these out, go to DyingScene.com. We have all the latest music videos for all the new songs from all these punk bands and ska bands and every other genre, new and old. Anyway, yet another song from that Hooligans United Rancid tribute album, Bob. The band Left Alone, they covered the Rancid song Black Derby Jacket, and they just released their video for that song. If you remember last week, there was like two or three music videos from that album from different bands. So here we go. Here's another one. You got any thoughts on that in particular at all? No, Bob?
I tuned out. Sorry, man. I was just looking at the new website, man.
How's it look? Is there any changes? Have you noticed?
It looks great, man. He's got a great backdrop over there with like a bunch of like flyers of old school.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see this.
Black flag and, you know, just the old school, you know, life on a platter, Mill and Colin fucking.
What? I don't see anything.
You go to DyingScene.com, Bobby. That's where it's at.
Are you wanting me to play around right now, or are you telling me the truth? Because I don't see anything. I'm using the Safari. What web browser are you using?
I use the government-issued Google Chrome browser.
Let me try the Google Chrome browser here really quick. Let me see. Dying Scene.
There is a nice pop-up banner for Calvin Klein. I could probably do without that one, Bobby.
I see the change now, man.
We need to bring that up in the next staff meeting. Even more reason why Safari browsers are like a freshly manicured lawn.
Another video that came out this week, Bombshell Rocks. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah, I watched the video, Bobby, and I toyed in my head with actually playing it this week. Bombshell Rocks was a band that was, I don't want to say popular, but they were on the tail end of the rancid-sounding bands of the early 2000s. And nothing against them. The music this time around just doesn't sound as crisp and tight as it did back in the day. It's still a solid song, I'm sure. Maybe after a couple of spins, you guys can all tell me what an idiot that I am. Find me on Twitter, at Bob Noxious.
You can find me on Twitter, at The Bobby Pickles. And that song that he's referring to by Bombshell Rocks is called This Time Around. And it's on DyingScene.com. They have a new video out for that song. Another video out this week is a song called All Good Ska Is One by Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, Japanese ska punk legends. What do you know about these guys, Bob?
Well, they've been around for a long time, and they sound very American.
They do.
They're a great band, man. I don't really, you know, listen to them very often, but I don't know. What do you call that? Is that second wave?
They do sound very American, Bob. You're right. You're absolutely right. The video is pretty interesting, though, because it captures the band touring Mexico, them behind the scenes and backstage or whatever.
Can you imagine being a fly on the wall for those guys being in Mexico? Did you say there's a video involved with this? I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah, there's a video on DyingScene.com.
Anything good in there? Anything juicy? Donkey show?
Oh, you know what's really good and juicy, Bob? That you're going to love this video. It's the Tom DeLonge video, man. Circle Jerk Pit. That's on DyingScene.com. Go check that out.
Ugh, if you look at my face right now, it's just like I bit right into lime. Yeah. Okay, so we've got this new Tom DeLonge video. Much touted. Highly anticipated. We'll be the judge of that right here in about 30 seconds. This record right here, it's called Circle Jerk Pit. And he's trying to prove that he's, what, still a punk rock? Bobby, I heard that he was accused by his band members of not even liking punk rock. And from what I understand, this record that just came out this past week, he's got a couple of Blink-182 songs that he had planned on putting together with Blink-182, which they may or may not be using with their new guitar player, Matt Skiba. Who knows? It's like a big soap opera, Bobby. As the world spins, this song is Circle Jerk Pit. I'm getting dizzy already.
It's a cool name, at least.
Tom DeLonge.
Circle Jerk Pit.
I don't know, man. The visions in my head don't want to
you know where this
that.
Circle Jerk Pit is happening? On a very well manicured lawn.
That's disgusting. This is Tom DeLonge on Dying Scene Radio.
Listen to Dying Scene Radio. This is Paris. Rock on.
Did you hear the telephone? Open knocking at your door. Shouldn't throw it through your windows. You better lock it up secure. You can't escape the way she feels.
A working from a Christmas pie. This is standing over you. Her eyes are always crucified. She's ever hunting after you. You can't escape the way she feels. She'll follow you until you're through. There's no way out. She's watching you. Her cycle thirst for you is true.
That was the Milwaukee pop punk band Avenues with their streaming song called Creepshow.
You know what you sound like? You sound like Sean or Robert from Tartar Control, man. Is that your imitation that you're doing?
This is Robert from Dying Scene Radio. So that was the Milwaukee pop punk band called Avenues. They got a brand new EP that they got called Creepshow. That track right there was called Creeper. They recently just announced a handful of shows. You can check out those dates and see if they're coming to a town near you right here on DyingScene.com. Find their 5-track EP on Wiretap Records out this week.
Bob, one last piece of news, man. Only thing that I got. There's a new video series on Noisy. Noisy's one of those YouTube channels. It's pretty good, man. I subscribed to it myself. I think we subscribed to it on our YouTube page, which is Dying Scene Radio. Everybody should check that out. We post all our full interviews on there, especially when we make asses out of ourselves and mispronounce bands' names right to their faces. Legendary Oi bands. You know, it's fun to make asses out of yourself, but you guys can watch that if you check out our YouTube page. But anyway, Tim Armstrong is going to be narrating this documentary series that Noisy is producing and hosting on their page, and it's called Under the Influence, and it's a series exploring the origins of New York hardcore, two-tone ska, and crotch rock. Actually, the last little tidbit from our head honcho up at DyingScene.com, I guess there was news of one of our contributors posting something on Facebook, making a joke about Tim slurring, and he's supposed to be narrating and using his voice. Jeez, he can talk about as well as me right now. I got the frog like so bad. The rasp is going so hard right now. God, I don't know how any listeners can stand it. Anyway, what is crot rock anyway? Apparently, a lot of people got mad at us for posting
crot rock
on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Bobby.
We got a lot of troll comments about that post, Bob.
You know, the crot rock thing, I've always wondered, you know, what the hell Easy Core was. The thing about Dying Sea, man, do we get to name everything? Crowd rock. Bob,
yeah, there's a lot of subgenres in punk rock.
I mean, I can probably come up with 20 crowd rock bands right off the top of my head.
It's obviously German, because Germans are krauts, right? They eat a lot of kraut. So they're calling it crowd rock. God, they got so many different... Tartar Control is comedy rock. You got the crack rock that you're always pushing, trying to get me to... learn about Oi, ska, hardcore, dude, skate punk. I've learned a lot, Bob. I'm becoming a scholar with this shit.
Well, here it is right here. This is from factmagazine.com or factmag.com. Emerging from the West German cities of Munich, Hamburg, and Cologne during the golden post-psychedelic period from 69 to 75, a succession of musicians, artists, collectives, and groups created some of the most incredible, unearthly, free, and genuinely experimental music of the past 50 years. In the grooves of Germany's rock legacy rests a maze of near-buried LPs and thought-lost artifacts that make for a treasure trove waiting to be discovered. Krautrock! On KTEL. I don't know, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know shit about them.
Cool, man. Who
Sunburned
cares, dude?
Sunburned Hand of the Man, Circle, Residual Echoes, Sun. Those are all some of the big names right now in krautrock. Bearing the flag, leading the way.
Well, listen, if we don't have anything nice to say, then it's better to say nothing at all. So I'm just going to peace out right now, and I'm going to say adios. I'm Bobby Pickles. If you want to get in touch with me, just Google Bobby Pickles, man. Hit me up on Facebook. Check out Dying Scene Radio on Facebook. And subscribe to us on iTunes. We're going to be live on iTunes this week and forevermore.
Finally.
Finally.
Jeez, Bobby, took you long enough to get your shit together over there. My God.
You son of a bitch.
I'm Bob Noxious. We'll see you guys next week. Check out this last band right here. They're from Philadelphia. They're a noise punk band called Legendary Divorce. This is a chick singer made up of members of The Starting Line, Ladder Devils, Wives, and The Minor Times. They got a new music video for this song right here. It's called Easy, and I think you're going to like it. It's from the EP called Make Me, Watch Me. Here it is. This is Easy. It's Legendary Divorce, Dying Scene Radio. I hate you, but you won't shut up.
What's up? This is Justin Thirst from Chaos Delivery Machine, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio on DyingScene.com. Dying!